You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Asuni Oswego, Associate Professor of Criminal Justice, is leading an effort this holiday season to comfort surviving kids who have lost loved ones in shootings across the U.S. and let them know that others are thinking of them. About 50 to 75 cards are sent to each kid. Jackie Schudkraut says the cards recently went out.
Kids in Vegas and also a little boy in Sutherland Springs, but we've also added in all of the kids in Parkland who lost siblings or parents, and then are collecting more generally for the communities of Newtown, Aurora, Orlando, and Santa Fe.
The program is known as Cards for Kids by Jackie, and people connect by mailing in their cards from the U.S., Canada, and internationally.
One lady is extremely creative, and she made handmade pop-up cards, which were really, really cool. You know, it's not really about how much you spend or anything like that. It's really about the messaging inside and the fact that people took time out to write even just happy holidays to these kids. I think it really goes a very long way for them to think about how many people are, you know, sort of, you know, in their corner and cheering them on, all things considered.
The reactions of surviving kids getting holiday cards from people they don't even know can be quite an unexpected surprise. Schudkraut heard from the friend of Tara Rose Smith, who died in 2017 during a country music concert in Las Vegas. She survived by two little boys.
We sent cards to her two little boys, and one of her best friends happened to find me and say not only did it turn their day around, but if Tara was still here, she'd be doing this with us.
Schudkraut grew up in Parkland, Florida, and that shooting tragedy was particularly difficult for her to fathom.
They don't get to just move on, and so I think by doing something like this, we're able to show them that we didn't move on, we didn't forget, and we still support them, and we still honor their loved ones.
This year, the program received 300 cards from District Attorney Bill Fitzpatrick's office alone. To learn more about the program, look for Cards for Kids by Jackie on Facebook. And for more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.